Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first and foremost, we are grateful to Allah, that Allah ta'ala, with goodness, well-being, with safety and security, with His grace, with His mercy, with His fadl, He has allowed us to arrive to this part of Ramadan. And however much all of the fuyuz and the barakat of Ramadan, with Allah's mercy, with His grace and generosity, we are totally hopeful that inshallah, until the rest of Ramadan, till the end of Ramadan, Allah will continue to shower His blessings and mercies on us. We, in this true part of Ramadan, and through this month of Ramadan, we are always thinking and reflecting on the barakat that Ramadan has given to insan. And what are those amal, the great amal that we have, how Ramadan revitalizes our amal, our deeds, refreshes our deeds and our practice. Human being, he has within him passion, desires, strength. This is Allah's nizam. Allah has created this system. And Allah has instilled such a system into the body of a person that Allah Ta'ala has put jazbat, passions, and emotions which become apparent at certain times in regards to certain things. Now, for example, one passion, emotion which is very great indeed, is the emotion of love and ishq, which is fantastic and very strong within the insan. When a human being has love with somebody or has ishq, then in the day, during the day, he has thoughts and his passion forces him to make that apparent, to make it dhahir. This is natural for the human being, to demonstrate his love. And you'll see sometimes people, sha'ir, who are the poets, those who write the ghazals and the sha'ir, this is the love within that they demonstrate. This, they love somebody, and that love comes to the qalam, to the pen. It's based on everyone's capacity, that how can he demonstrate that love, that passion. So everybody likes to promote and demonstrate his muhabbat, love, through his capacity. If somebody likes nature, if he loves nature, then that person will use his emotion and passion somehow to demonstrate his love for nature. Whatever love or attraction you have, to make that visible, because that love forces that person to demonstrate that he has love and liking for it, to make it zahir, apparent, share it. So brothers, iman, faith that Allah Ta'ala has given to insan, the proof of iman, the sign of iman, is that the love of Allah comes into that person. Wherever there is iman, there definitely will be love, muhabbat. Definitely that will be present. So if this is with regards to temporary love, if you love someone, like for example, say a woman, somebody loves a woman, temporary love, then he becomes madly in love, goes crazy. You read about Majnu and different tales and stories. And normally in life you see the circumstances, people, to make it, to prove it, to show it. Whatever he wants to, he does it. He'll tear clothes, he'll take big steps, and people go to suicide to that extent. This is for temporary love. Yes, and that's what takes the human being to that extreme, that when it's temporary, not genuine love. But Allah's love is hakiki, true, real love, brothers. Allah's love is totally genuine and true, the real passion. When that passion comes into a human being, the iman, yes, when he has iman, then Allah's love is there. Remember this. So when that arises and strengthens, then imagine the hal of that individual. Every person's iman claims and testifies, the iman testifies, and then the Quran, it revives that, strengthens that. And dhikrullah, it makes him fana, assign himself totally. So when this position continues to get stronger. He has Iman, he has Quran, he has Dhikrullah. Then tell me, what will be the hal of that person, the situation of the person? And then if Allah's love comes there, then imagine where the love will reach and arrive to the heights. One human being we're talking about. So when this love comes into a person, then imagine his condition, his emotion, his feelings, his characteristic, a beautiful, unique feeling. And he wants to make that apparent. He wants to share that or demonstrate that. And if he suppresses that love, that emotion, then which direction will that person go to? Yes. Yes. For example, if he cannot share or show that joy, that emotion, that love that is within the human being, then the balance of the world would not be there. Because Allah Ta'ala's love, his ishq, his extreme love, then that strength will get more intense and more intense within a person. You have big examples of this, ajeeb, unique. A person cannot understand that love, that ishq that a person goes through. That's how great is that love. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Tell me, so how has Allah Ta'ala prepared for that person? How has Allah controlled, made that person so that he can control his love? That this love, how can a person suppress it or keep control if he can't? Then obviously it's a very strong, intense love. There could be tragedy. So Allah Ta'ala, subhanAllah, for this, to control the love, to demonstrate the love, Allah Ta'ala has created such a thing for the people of Iman. Allah has given them such a karam, a blessing, and His grace, and a favor, that to demonstrate the love for Allah, Allah has given us a tool, a resource to the people of Iman. It's a ni'mah azim, a great name of Allah, fadli azim, karam azim of Allah. And a person, the human being, in words, he cannot be grateful enough about that ni'mah that Allah has given to us. It's the ni'mah which is greater than all the other ni'mahs, that me and you, we are able to control and display our love for Allah. Have you ever thought about that? What is that? That is namaz, salah. Subhanallah. Yes, it is salah. Namaz. Allah Ta'ala has bestowed salah to us. Namaz. Allah has ordered namaz, salah to us. And this is the high grade hukum and high grade favor of Allah upon us human beings. That when a human being, this emotion develops within him, Allah's love, the regard for Allah, and appreciation to Allah. There's only one way that a person can demonstrate that love and bring it out, and that is in the form of salah. Yes, and this is the reality I'm telling you, the relationship with the human being. Otherwise, there's no other mode, there's no other medium, there's no other method to demonstrate that love to Allah. When a person stands in salah, in reality, he's physically bringing out and demonstrating that love for Allah that he has. And this feeling is on that level according to the level of your iman. So however strong is your iman, that is how strong will be your love, and that is how strong will be the intensity of your salah. And that's why with regards to salah, when we look at the hadith, this why it's mentioned iman. There's a great hadith that kufr and iman, the boundary of kufr and iman, there's one physical action that proves that, and that is salah. If the person's within that boundary. Why? Because if doesn't have iman, then he won't have the passion of love for Allah. There'll be no muhabbat for Allah. When he doesn't have the love for Allah, then he doesn't have a need to go towards salah. But when a person, anyone who has iman, even a small scale iman, weak iman, definitely that iman will force him, that love of Allah will force him, that you must do sujood, you must pray. So this is a great sign that servant of Allah who doesn't pray namaz, and he who leaves salah and he doesn't pay attention to salah, have a regard for salah, what is dalil for that? Same as the hadith, that his iman is in a very bad state, very bad situation, destruction. This is the situation. And that, for example, punishments that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, that a person who doesn't pray salah, there's big punishment for that person. This is the reason that person, he wastes his iman, he's spoiling his iman. Where you have iman, proper iman, that as the iman increases and ascends in the level, then the more your love and passion for salah will increase. You will see that on a normal person like me, normal iman, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, whichever level a person's on. So to demonstrate that, first thing you will see that practically he demonstrate through salah. And as the iman increases, then the emotions increase. The sign of iman getting strong is that when a person, when it's time for salah, then his hal becomes upset. Yes, his feelings become different, unique, strange. You can see he looks totally strange at that. He doesn't like anything at that time. He runs towards Salah, hastens towards Salah. Because within him, the love of Allah, it is coming to the boil. It's coming to the boil. And he wants to bring that out. He wants to demonstrate that. He wants to prove that. When a person has high level iman, strong iman, then his feeling and emotion at that time is beyond that. That however strong your iman is, however high your iman is, if you want to see the hal, the state of Allah's love, then look in the hal, the in salah. When you say a person's hal is overwhelmed, he's overwhelmed. That for example, in no amal will you get that feeling of overwhelmness, then you can get that feeling of enjoyment during salah, which is the highest grade demonstration of Allah's love. Has Umar radiallahu anhu. Because when the feeling of love would overtake him, and regard to Allah, that his body would shake, his teeth would clatter, and he would feel anxious, and he would run towards Salah, hasten towards Salah, Allahu Akbar. And he'd state that in Salah there's ease and comfort. Why? Because through that, Allah Ta'ala's love, a person is making apparent, sometimes in ruku, sometimes in qiyam, and such the prostration is the higher level demonstration of Allah's love. That's the end point, the end limit, where a person, he is immersed in Allah Ta'ala's love, displaying that, showing that. Otherwise, the passion of salah, the feeling, people externally, when they say, what's he doing? Sometimes he stood, sometimes he's going down, sometimes he's prostrating. That what is the actions that he's doing? That this is called love and passion for Allah. This is muhabbat for Allah, with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So the person who has iman, his love is clearly displays when he's praying salah. The person who has iman, he cannot live without salah. He cannot live without salah. That's why he is extremely worried, concerned in that home with the salah. There isn't salah. Allah says that place is like the place of deceased. They are not alive. Allah's focus isn't on that home where the people don't pray salah. Allah's love isn't there. In that home, there's no barakat. There's no barakah blessings in anything in that home. Because there's no iman. If there was iman, they would display that, make it apparent, show the sign. You don't need to make false claims. The person has iman, which makes him alive and physically demonstrate through salah. May Allah forgive. If this feeling was to come in to us that, oh, I don't feel like praying salah and I'm lazy and negligent, then immediately understand that it's our iman that's spoiled somehow. For a reason, our iman has been affected negatively. Negatively. You know, we think that why doesn't he pray salah? Why am I lazy with regards to salah? Why is there a ghafla? There's clear reason for this is that when man has been spoiled, affected negatively due to reason. That the more you see a person lazy, negligent, away from salah, then you should consider that his iman is in danger. His iman is in danger. There's an issue with the iman of that person. Immediately, the person who prays salah, what is the guarantee that is demonstrated? Any person, any level of iman who is going to pray salah, Rasulullah said that if you see a person going to pray salah, then you can guarantee that he has iman due to his salah. Due to salah. Because the proof of iman is that he'll run towards salah to make apparent the love that Allah Ta'ala has given to him. Allah, that this iman has given me a very strong heat within, and there's only one medium, only one way to demonstrate that iman, that wherever you are, that you cannot attain this sakina, this comfort, this soothness, this satisfaction of the love of Allah. And there's only salah and sujood that through that you can demonstrate the true love to Allah. This is a very important point. Very important point for us to understand. The merciful Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you look at his situation, that he was the greatest human being. And he demonstrated the greatest example of how to demonstrate the love. The hadith says that the Prophet ﷺ was present, and just like a person sat, he was sat amongst his family, his house folk, and as soon as the time for salah came, he would totally be, you could say, detached, like he had no link with anybody, that he didn't recognize anybody at all. At that time, when salah time came, he didn't know who is this, who is that. He detached. The connection was lost at that time. Why? Because at that time, all love ended, and Allah's love, the demonstration that of Allah's love overwhelms the person. overtakes the person. So as soon as a person's emotions and love and passion increases towards Salah, his focus and love and attention and desire for Salah increases, Alhamdulillah, thumma Alhamdulillah, then consider his amal is increasing. And first and foremost, on the day of judgment, you will see no hisab, no accounting will take place for any other action. Iman will be weighed, iman will be assessed. And to assess iman, the first hisab, the accounting that will be taken from a human being will be regards to his Salah. Do you understand? So, for example, why will Salah be accounted first? For this reason, that Iman, if he has Iman, then the rest of the things will be accounted first to prove Iman. Did he have Iman? If he had Iman, then his Salah will be correct. And the more complete and good and husn and beautiful is his Salah, then the rest of his Amal, Allah will accept based on the strength of his Salah, the success of his Salah. So we are in severe need, my brothers, for Salah. Severe need. We need to fikr, worry, concern for our Salah. If we don't pay attention to Salah, if we don't think about Salah, what a big loss. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything He will give reward for on the Day of Judgment. We'll see this. There will be ajr. Every human being will get ajr, reward. And you get the reward for fast. You'll get reward for sadaqat. You'll get reward for zakat. All ajr rewards will be attained in paradise. When all rewards will be attained and the jannatis will be sat there, and Allah Ta'ala may He give everything to them, then Allah Ta'ala's announcement will come. The old people of paradise, one reward is left. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala, we've attained everything. Allah will say, you haven't even arrived to the maqam that I want to give the reward. The true reward is remaining still. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala will say, and the people of Jannah will say, Allah, which amal, which reward is left? For which deeds will you get the reward? Allah will say, well, you are about to get the reward for that action that was your greatest and best amal practice in the world. That was your sujood, your prostration, your sajda, your salah, your namaz. That reward is remaining. Allah, you've given us everything. Allah, what's left now? And Allah will say, yes, I've given you everything, but this ajr for salah is so great. And are you ready for the ajr? The reward for this salah of yours is that indeed that you used to seek in your prostration. That you used to seek in your prostration. Now with your eyes you can see your Rabb, your Lord. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this is the reward of sajda prostration Allah will give. That the sight of Allah, Allah will say that this is the reward for your namaz, your salah and your sajda that Allah will give in the akhirah, in the hereafter. So a person cannot get to that position. The person who doesn't pray salah, he cannot arrive there. Why? Because only that individual, this reward only deserved is he, alhamdulillah, those who prostrated did sajda. Because the reward for sajda prostration Allah has kept aside, it will be my sight in the hereafter. I will allow you to see me, my sight. So this is such a great amal. Deed, alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala has said that the reward for this, the return for it, for salah, is unique. Unique. So those people who don't pray salah, my brothers, tell me, then the hereafter, they will be in a big loss, massive loss. In the world, they were in loss anyway. But in the akhirah, the loss of the akhirah, that they will be lost, they'll lose out from the sight of Allah. They'll lose out. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people will see Allah, they'll be assembled, gathered, and when they will see the sight of Allah, Allah will say that the veils will be removed, the barrier, and the people of the Jannah, the Jannati, subhanAllah, they'll be rejoicing by seeing the husn of Allah. Subhanallah. Imagine. Allah Ta'ala will say that without seeing me, when you went into prostration and you used to plead and you used to be desperate, you used to do tasbihat and praise me and you used to demonstrate your love, the passion, and that, for example, just the praying, and even though you hadn't seen me, Allah says, you used to pray, demonstrate your love. So now tell me, with your bare eyes you're seeing me, and the people of paradise say, Allah, Allah, without seeing, we used to rub our foreheads on the ground. But today we can see you with our eyes, and your husn, your jamal, your kamal, your greatness. We are thinking that there we used to do prostration, to demonstrate our love. But what is it here that we, you're giving us the power that we can absorb this and withstand this sight? Allahu Akbar. Because Allah's sight to see with the eyes. So Allah Ta'ala Subhanahu will say that in the dunya you used to prostrate continuously, and that sujood, this is the effect today that you are seeing me. The barakat of your sujood in the world, Allah has given you the strength to be able to withstand this, to see this. Because in Jannah there's no sajda, no prostration in Jannah. No prostration in Jannah. There prostration will end. No salah. There will be no prostrating there in Jannah. There is no sajda. There is no prostration in paradise. That's ibadah that we're doing here, worship. And the effect of that we'll get in the hereafter. Every ibadah a human being does here, you won't be fasting in the hereafter. You won't be paying zakat there. You won't be doing hajj there. All these are ibadah, the worship that we do in this world. Where will we get the result? We'll get the result in the hereafter. Allah will give to us. The same way, the prostration will disappear. And salah will disappear. Because that was confined to whoever's prayed here. The reward Allah will give there in the hereafter to insan. So brothers, such a great thing Allah Ta'ala has given to us, an action. That without which a human being is like what? Similar to the body without the head. If there's a body without the head, then he cannot be a human being. He's incomplete. So that person who's inside, he doesn't have salah within. Then his forehead, that he's the human being without the head. Because he hasn't got the head, he hasn't got the neck. So that part of the body is complete at that time. But complete of the body of a human being is at that time when he prostrates with his forehead. Otherwise, the example, the hadith is given, that person, a human being who lives a life without salah, is like a human being, the body without the head. The reason for that is this, that with your head, the body is made. And the head is made with the prostration, sujood, subhanallah. So how sad, it's extremely sad, brothers, that we are Muslim brethren, and we say we're Muslim, and we don't pray salah. And then we have fikr concern in our home, there's no barakah, there's no blessings, we don't have this. Such a big loss. Such a big misfortune, Allah's lanat, Allah's curse, cannot be more in any home than in the house where there's no salah. Look at this point. Whoever's children, family, housefolk, wife, children, Allah's Nabi demonstrated this, that what a big loss he explained, that he said, I feel, Rasulullah said, I feel like setting the house on fire and destroying that home. Allah's Nabi said that with his blessed statement and tongue. Then, my brothers, in such a home, no wazifa will be useful, no recitation, no other actions. Nothing can give benefit that rahmah and mercy come to him. It's just like an environment of those people who don't believe. Yes, they are eating, they are sleeping, they're doing all the actions of the world. They have houses, and they have money, mal, wealth, cars, money, everything. You see that apparent in the world, they have that. So these things, having these in our homes, these are not signs that in our house there's Allah's rada, pleasure and barakat. Only one sign can you see, even if it's empty, there's no dishes and pots and pans for the food, even if there's no physical food, but subhanallah, if the prostration of Allah is present in the house, then everything is present in the house. So this is waste of time crying. If we don't have this, it's waste of time discussing and talking where you see a person that he doesn't have this in the home. Salah. So, praise be to Allah. A person, why don't people's brains understand these points and clear statements Allah Ta'ala explained by the Quran and the Hadith, that you have nothing, it's like a graveyard in the house in which there's no salah. Our children, why don't we have pity on our children? Why don't we have the regard? Our children, they don't obey us. They've grown up our children. In the first, you should be namazi yourself, pray salah. You should be musli yourself. That from the child's young age, the child becomes a musli. By looking at you, he will pray salah. By looking at me, he will pray salah. Small child, 1 year old child, if there's salah in the home, then first and foremost, the child will imitate you in your salah. Experience it. Experience it. The child will just come and stand next to you and jump, Allahu Akbar, etc. Why? Because the nur, the light of salah is coming to your home. Subhanallah. And you, if you don't pray salah, and you want your child, my son, to pray salah, I want my daughter to pray salah. So first and foremost in the home, the thing to establish is what? Salah, namaz. So you can't succeed by crying and lamenting. Allah makes people mad, and especially Muslims who they say they assign the name to Allah and His Rasul Salam, and they say that everything they go when it's eating and drinking, they get to that, they use the name of Islam and they arrive to that gathering. And Eid, look at the day of Eid, there's a lot of celebration and happiness. Without Salah, there's celebration. there were nice clothes and all the actions of celebratory actions. But who are you deceiving, O man? Tell me, who are we deceiving? Who are we deceiving when we do this? Without salah, a person who doesn't pray salah, and he claims that I'm the lover of Allah, and I'm a big Sufi, and I'm an ashik, I'm a lover, I'm a friend of Allah, Allah wala, my brothers, this is the biggest deception of this day and age. You'll see people like this, that through magic and spells and wrong actions, through jinnat, they satisfy people and draw people near to them, and they overwhelm people, and people go to them and say, oh, can you do dua for me? And they arrive close to them and they present their requirements, that, oh, my life affairs are not being fulfilled, my issues, this is, we should be ashamed, this is kufr, to make a human being put him on a high pedestal and think that he doesn't pray salah, and that person cannot even be considered as a Muslim, and you think he's a wali Allah and you have faith in him and you trust in him. That if it is jais, permissible to go to a wali Allah and ask him to do dua, is jais, is permissible to go to him, is jais, to ask him to do dua for you, is jais, to seek his means, and is jais, and his means, and wasila, the Quran hadith prove this. But first, that trust you've got in that person, does he pray salah or not? Is he praying salah, or is it your stomach you're putting in front of him, or if I do that? No. So we have to be, in our society today, this has spread so much, it's so prevalent. Go to him and he will do dua, succeed. Go to that place and his dua will succeed. This is shaitan. He's made us do shirk on a high level. High level. Someone says, I'll do ruhani istikhara, spiritual istikhara, and I will take this name out from here, I'll pluck this up from him. Don't say anything to him. But that person whose salah is complete, he's abid, he's a zahid, he's a worshipper. His salah, you'll recognize through his salah, subhanAllah. And on the trust of his salah, that one Muslim, and if you go to him and say that, do dua for me, due to his salah, and on the hope of his prayer and say, do dua, then inshallah, on that basis, his dua will be accepted. He says, no, I want to see karamat and miracle. He'll say, I don't want to see any miracle of yours. Your salah is the biggest karamat for me, alhamdulillah, miracle for me. In that home where there's salah, alhamdulillah, every individual in that family, his dua will be accepted. So now understand, the salah has come to our life. Mother and father pray salah, has given them hidayah. And sometime or other in the life of man gets hidayah, father got guidance, his children, mother got guidance. But at that time, the child they grow up, when they were growing up, at that time we didn't pray salah, we didn't teach them, we didn't educate them, we didn't pray salah. Now they've grown up, they don't have that awareness. We now know that in that house there's no salah. Then for us that house has become a graveyard. It cannot be that somehow or other in this world there's loss, destruction, and there'll be destruction in the hereafter. So for that there's a tariqah we need to take hold of. Method. Your children don't listen to you. You said don't pray salah. They don't listen to us. They don't obey us. What should we do? We tell them, oh Lord, come towards salah, come towards salah. What's the reason for that? That Allah Ta'ala gives a punishment for that disobedience that we continue to do before that. We see that with our eyes then, the effect. That time you were laughing, you were enjoying your life, and your children, you didn't pray salah in front of them, you didn't tell your children to pray salah either. And you were busy in the rest of the world, your desire, and you pointed your children in the direction of salah. But what about the salah that you should have prayed that time? That for example, when you didn't pray salah, or they didn't pray salah, that didn't give you pain. This is the glory of a mu'min, that where the hereafter's wealth is being stolen, then he's crying, what shall I do? What shall I have been looted? Just like somebody, a burglar comes to your house and he's stealing and committing theft, what will be your hal at that time? You're feeling. So a person who has iman, he has yaqeen and faith that in that home where there's no salah, his iman is ended. So he cries and shrieks and screams, what's happening in my home? Salah is not being prayed. There's destruction. Destruction is being spread and occurring. So brothers, for that then there's one cure that we need to implement, a solution that we need to implement. Don't give up. Don't be despondent. First go towards the cure. Do istighfar to Allah. Do it for yourself first. Allah, it's my fault due to this that my children are disobedient to me. The punishment for this, I will have to spend that punishment and take that punishment. So that's the first thing. Step number one is fikr, concern. Number two, which is the most important point that will solve every problem, that is dua, prayer, supplication. By doing dua, don't get tired of doing dua. And don't get tired of asking someone to do dua for you. Yes, don't do dua of doing dua, and don't get tired of asking, requesting for duas. Rabbi ja'li muqim as-salati wa min dhurriyyati rabbana wa taqabbal dua. Subhanallah. Who asked this dua? Was Ibrahim alayhi salam in front of the Kaaba after constructing the Kaaba with his son, What a great task Allah Ta'ala took from him, a duty physically. Allah said, ask what you want to ask. He said, Allah, I'll only ask for one thing. Allah, my offspring, make them namazi, make them worshippers. Allahu Akbar, imagine. Imagine the beautiful dua he recited. This became the part of our salah. It's not farz wajib to recite it, but it's been entered, including Islam, every man's used with the Rabbi Jalim Muqima Salati. But remember, this is not dua. Dua is that is done from the heart. When you ask from your heart, in reality, and you want that. That is the desire you should have, the panic you should have. You come to me, you're desperately in need for a loan. Tomorrow you need to pray the loan, otherwise they will take your goods and belongings, is your feeling. You're desperately in need. You know that when you come to me, you're going to ask for money. And the style of asking for money, the tears will come out. You'll grab hold of my legs, my feet, you'll put your hands together. I promise, please, please, my house will be taken away, give me the money. Will you do this or not? Tell me. Will you do this or not? Why? Because you're in desperate need that time that I'm going to get from here. Only where shall I go? Please, for the sake of Allah, you're my uncle. Who shall I beg to? Who else can I go to? They'll cry. They'll take all of your legs. They'll beg to you because in your heart there's a khawf, a fear that your house will be taken away, repossessed. So my brothers, when such a big thing you're doing, that your children, you're seeking their iman, you want ease and comfort in your home, you want protection of your hereafter, and that maqam you're asking for, which is the glory of a Muslim, which is Allah Ta'ala's sight in the hereafter, Allah Akbar, subhanallah. You want that meeting for yourself, for your children, then that according to that, then ask Allah in that with that emotion. With that emotion. But for the items of the dunya, for 3 hours we'll raise hands. Ya Allah, give to me. Ya Allah, my business is going down. Ya Allah, save my business. Ya Allah, save my employment. Ya Allah, my son. All my children. Nothing is greater than this. Everything's in the current of Allah. If there's one thing that you need to beg and plead for, Allah, Allah, save the iman of my children. Ya Allah, save the iman of my children. And those children whose imans are lost, may Allah forgive. May Allah forgive. What is the hal of those children, the situation, the state? And here we got open playing field. Open field. There's no haya, no shame, no anything. What a big, big action is salah, my brothers. Think. So what we need to do, we need to take the assistance of dua in sujood. Do this dua all the time. Dua in salah. Beg and plead. Such a dua that Allah, we need to get this. Allah, Allah, save the iman of my children. Bestow my children with iman. It's my fault. With this istighfar, I do tawbah. And as the child are growing up, and they're born, then make that caution now, make that time when they're young age, may that time not come that you become so desperate that your children, you see with your eyes, and after that, the water has gone. The water's gone, it's disappeared. We're sat in this country, 100%, the doors open towards wrong and evil, such doors for sin. Somebody goes college, university, bad company, thousands of things will come, tests, but alhamdulillah, if there's a dua of the mu'min, there's such a dua that it will overtake everything and suppress everything. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. And you're crying, pleading for this, not for money, not for mal, not for wealth. You're crying, pleading, Ya Allah, my son, he doesn't pray Salah. Ya Allah, my child doesn't pray Salah. Ya Allah, my child doesn't pray Salah. That pain, Al Iskabir, Basir, he doesn't have pain. He's also given up. He's hollow. He's a hollow as well. Empty box. That he's a thief and he should be punished as well. He's lying. If he really has pain for my sight, if he has a yearning for my sight, that feeling, that reward he should get for his iman, then he should be desperate and begging me and doing this dua to me for the salah. But how we don't even dare to do that. We don't even ask for that. That we plead and beg to Allah for salah. We don't even dare. We don't even come towards this action. That if we were to have remorse, forget that I don't pray salah, my son, my daughter, tomorrow, my children, they won't pray salah. If I don't pray salah today, multiplied by 100, my children won't pray salah. At salah time, he'll leave the masjid and go and smoke cannabis and drink alcohol and he'll laugh. Is this not the case, my friends? This is the reason. Because that time we used to enjoy so cool. We didn't pray ourselves. We used to look at dramas, watch dramas, enjoy ourselves, watch films. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. What a big loss. Look at the loss in society. Look at the circumstances. There's only one single action attached to iman. One single state. Subhanallah. One factor, single, sole factor, related to iman, which is most essential of all, and that is salah, namaz, salah. Allah says something right at the end, even when he departed, when he gave the message, salah, 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 don't leave your salah. Because everything of yours, of the mu'min, everything you have from iman until the qabr, from the qabr to resurrection, from the resurrection, hashr to pul sirat, bridge of sirat, subhanallah. Ibn Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu anhu, as Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu anhu, a unique event, hadith, in the form of hadith, I remember that he was praying salah. Ajib, unique point, I remember. He was praying salah, and whilst he was praying salah, he saw something poisonous cut him, that such a severe bite that blood started to come out of his body. Blood started to flow. And their salah went like ours, Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil. Their salahs, rakah, they used to complete Quran. Say subhanallah. Quran would be completed, alhamdulillah. We, in our hearts, we have the Quran and we recite the final surahs, the last surahs and verses of the Quran. Quran has been given for this reason to us, remember, for two purposes the Quran has come, my friends. Mubarak, congratulations, those chests in which the Quran has arrived. In that way, if you utilize, implement it correctly, the biggest adab will be given to those people who have Quran in their chests, in their hearts, and they implement it in the wrong way. Remember this point. Best for them and the worst for them as well. Adab. So become a hafiz is not a big achievement. But to maintain that hifz is the greater achievement. To maintain the hifz is the achievement. Such a big trust Allah Ta'ala bestows, instills into the heart of a human being. Such a great trust and treasure. Such a great treasure. That Allah Ta'ala states in the Quran that my Quran is such a kitab that it revives my love. And it maintains my love. It keeps it at a high level. The pages of the Quran is the mention of my love. The incidents of my love. Nothing else is the Quran. Just the story of my love, the incidents of my love. And if these incidents and examples of my love are in the Quran, so much jalal, so much passion, so much kamal in the Quran. Its status, Allah Ta'ala says, that if the Quran I was to place onto a mountain, it would crumble to dust. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Oh, foolish person, you have Quran in your home. You don't know the status of the Quran. The Quran's inside you. This is the same status. The two effects of the Quran. Understand the purpose of the Quran. There are two reasons why Allah Ta'ala gave Quran to us. Remember this. Number one, in the life, live your life according to the Quran. It's the shade for you. It's the shade for you, assistance for you. The ahkams of the Quran come to you and you have to practice those ahkams. There's no third constitution kitab that you will have. One is the haq of the right. This is the biggest right of the Quran. Amal. Practice on the Quran. The second right of the Quran is this. That when I give this Quran to you, whatever level I give the Quran to you, then read the Quran on that level. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. If you are hafiz, then your nights need to be decorated with the Quran. Make it beautiful with the Quran, your nights. The nights are mine. The Quran will be mine and it will be your heart and your chest. Subhanallah. Not just Ramadan is for Quran. Quran isn't just for Ramadan. What a beautiful hearts, those hearts in which Alhamdulillah Surah Yasin is sparkling. In the heavens, the angels, they can't read Quran. Subhanallah. The angels in the heavens, mashallah, they see, they look in his heart, he's got Quran. That time when the Quran comes out of his heart, then the whole of the heavens starts to rejoice that subhanallah, he's been given the Quran and he's also demonstrated and read the Quran physically. So this is the Quran, protection of the Quran. What answer will we give? Do you understand what I'm saying? This is called upholding the right of the Quran. So such a great point today. And the meaning of all of this was this, that salah is there. The human being, he's a Muslim. Yes, he's a human being. Whether it's a house, an individual, a family. Look in your families, my friends. Assess, analyze. Otherwise, very bad scenario with life without salah. Very bad scenario. First and foremost, so most of all, the displeasure that you should be unhappy with your children, your family and yourself. The displeasure should be demonstrated when the salah of Allah is not being implemented or prayed. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. What a great action. And now Ramadan is in our hand. So Ramadan, has it not come to make us practice? Say subhanallah, yes. So the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Ramadan, Allah ta'ala, he has not emphasize no ibadah mudah zakah. How much percent is zakah? That in Ramadan has it increased? Has it increased? No, it's the same amount, percentage, nothing else. Fasting, how many fasts did Allah give? 30. Has Allah Ta'ala increased number of fasts in Ramadan? No, 30 upon 30. Any other farayd, any fard ibadah, come also, Allah has not increased it. But what has Allah increased? Allah has increased salah, multiplied salah. What a beautiful way Allah Ta'ala has increased and multiplied. Allah says that, how can you say that I test you? Allahu Akbar, that point stayed. I didn't complete that point that I was explaining to you. That whilst the Sahabi was praying, animal cut him. When the animal cut him, the blood came out, and so much blood flowed out that the blood went onto the ground. All the clothes were soiled with the blood. And when he was free from salah after that, then he other colleague asked, Hazrat, so much blood flowed out of your body, all your clothes, the blood's come out, you didn't realize, Kun, the blood has come out, the blood's come out, you didn't realize this? You didn't know what was going? He said that, Ajib, a strange question, strange man, look at that time, subhanAllah, my passion, you're looking at this, that this same passion, Allah will test us on one occasion. Allah will test us. This is not my achievement. This is Allah's love, the passion, the love of the bridge of Sirat will be there. Severe darkness, intense darkness, that we cannot give the example of the darkness. That's so thin, and beneath that will be hellfire. And it will be said there that come on, so that insan, subhanAllah, who prays salah with that passion, the ishq, the love he has have, with that love, the passion, he will cross that bridge of Sirat and he won't even realize. SubhanAllah. So this is where the salah will come in use for me and you. So he says, speak about that. How will I know this? That even they won't know that. How did I cross this bridge of Sirat? SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. So this is the effect. This is the salah of a person, my friends. So Ramadan, has it not given us salah? Ramadan is the one thing that Allah Ta'ala, He has improved and transformed that state of salah. When and how? To explain to us that this jazbah of love is within you. If you've got iman, if you don't have iman, then you won't have this salah. This action that salah will give to you in Ramadan, that 100% it will prove. But if he doesn't pray salah, then Ramadan will testify that he did not have iman and he was the person who just celebrated a Ramadan afterwards in Eid, and that's it. Empty, hollow. Empty. How? What a beautiful point here that we understand. Not one, not two, not three. 20 rakah Allah Ta'ala has increased the salah. Say subhanallah. How many rakah has Allah Ta'ala increased? 20 rakah. Okay. So how? Allah says, come, sleep, rest during the day. And even now you've kept the fast. After breaking the fast, refresh yourselves and now pray. No. Allah says, keep the fast all day long. You stayed hungry. Ask that laborer in Saudi Arabia the intensity of his fast. How hard was his fast? Go towards that. We're just a few people. Small percentage. We're nothing in the ummah. That we don't go towards your fast. Look at those people, the masses. They fasted. They hungry, thirsty, broke the fast. With a dry piece of bread or with a date in a mosque in the evening, they don't have enough food to eat. SubhanAllah. And despite not having anything, we've got everything. Say Alhamdulillah. Allah's ni'mah is great. Allah's giving here, Allah's giving there as well. SubhanAllah. Say SubhanAllah. So after giving everything, when a person's tired, totally tired, in a normal situation, that salah that used to do shortcut, 17 rukah, you used to make 6 or 17 of Isha, you made 7 or 6. At that time, totally tired. My brothers, that who's making us pray 20 rukah? At that time, the condition of the person at that time, that he is so desperate, he's running at that time. He doesn't enjoy Ramadan at that time. He doesn't have that enjoyment, that feeling. And he's breaking the fast, but he's in a rush. That I need to arrive to Taraweeh. I need to arrive, say SubhanAllah. Do you understand what I'm saying? SubhanAllah. So what is this jazbah, this passion that Allah says in Ramadan? I'm giving you that jazbah, that passion for salah due to which you prostrate. And this is the demonstration of your love that you are showing, you are displaying physically. The Allahu Akbar, this is the jazbah of your iman. The passion of your iman makes you brave and courageous. Allah says, this is the jazbah of my love that has brought you here. This is the jazbah of my love that you've come here. Not just this. Allah Ta'ala says, the Alam Tarakif, I've told you to pray. No, that I also allow you to hear the whole Quran. You don't read the final surahs, whether you understand or not. And even if sleep doesn't overtake you at that time, SubhanAllah. The whole Quran you hear, you listen to, Alhamdulillah, you prostrate. And totally 20 rakats, I enable you to pray. And after a big mujahidah, you pray. So how do you do this, Allah says? Only for this reason, that your iman, with this iman, you have the passion and the love of my love and my passion. My love is rejoicing within you. You want to demonstrate that and display that. How can I display that? There's only one mode, one action. Whoever is iman, there will be love. When there is love, then to demonstrate that, there will be the jazbah, the passion to display that iman, that love of Allah. When you have something within, then only it comes out. Otherwise, it doesn't come out, does it? Of course. Subhanallah. So this is the sign of love is salah. So Ramadan makes us practice this in high percentages. That if you can pray now, then when Ramadan passes, then my 5 times salah will become very easy for you to pray. After that, there'll be no excuse. Oh, it's hard for me, I'm lazy, negligent. No. All of this is shaitaniyat and nothing else. May Allah Ta'ala give to us Subhanallah. Give us the tawfiq to pray salah. And in Ramadan, what Allah Ta'ala is making us practice, through the 20 Taraweeh, people pray lengthy salah. Aside from that, they pray more salah. So this is the jazbah, the passion Allah Ta'ala has given to demonstrate and display their love. And today I've understood the salah we pray, Subhanallah, this is the effect. And the effect of this, the result of this, you will have no result of anything else, no fasting, no sadaqah. No result will be given in such a massive scale in this. The sight of Allah, solely, the sight of Allah, solely will be given to that person who prays salah, who prays namaz. This is the result for the namazi, the sight of Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give to us the ability to become a good and strong namazi, a person who prays salah. Ameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المسلمين طه ياسين الله الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما میرے مولا یا اللہ ہماری بخشش فرما میرے مولا یا اللہ ہمارے جو کوتاہیاں ہیں کمی میرے مولا اس رمضان میں پوری فرما دے میرے مولا جس عمل میں ہم کمزور ہیں میرے مولا اس میں ہمیں طاقت عطا فرما یا اللہ وہ عمل میں ہمیں طاقت عطا فرما دے یا اللہ اس رمضان کو ہمارے لیے بہترین رمضان بنا دے یا اللہ ہمارا ہر عمل میرے مولا جو تجھے محبوب ہے اس رمضان میں ہمارا مکمل فرما دے اے میرے مولا اپنے فضل سے آج کی ہماری مجلس کو قبول فرما آج جو باتیں ہم نے کہیں سنی میرے مولا اس پہ عمل کرنے کی توفیق فرما یا اللہ ہمارے گھر میں ہر بچے کو ہر عورت کو ہر مرد کو نمازی بنا دے یا اللہ سجدے کرنے والے بنا دے یا اللہ ان کو نمازی بنانے میں ہمیں درد نصیب فرما اس میں ہمیں دعائیں مانگنے میں ہمیں درد پیدا فرما اے میرے مولا ہماری اولادوں کو ان کی اولادوں کو تو نمازی بنا یا اللہ اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما ہمارے مشائخ کرام کے درجات کو بلند فرما صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد و آلہ و صحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین